Jack McClintock. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one?
I am not associated with a slate of candidates.
Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community?
I am running in the district of North Saanich, of which I am a resident and have been for approximately 9 years.
What is your occupation, and for how long?
I am a retired police conservation officer.
Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience.
I have represented the people of North Saanich as a councillor for 2 terms and I am running for election for a 3rd term.
Why are you running? What's your motivation?
As a 2-term councillor, I bring experience and an informed understanding of the issues most important to the people of North Saanich. I have cultivated this insight by listening and learning with the goal of obtaining a balanced approach that sustains the rural integrity of the community, with modest growth and sound fiscal management.
What are your top 3 issues?
I believe the top 3 issues are developing an official community plan, creating a community-based tree bylaw that provides reasonable flexibility, and responsible fiscal management of tax dollars. I believe that the successful outcome of all 3 of these important initiatives is built on a foundation of robust and thorough engagement with the community.
Engagement is fundamental to ensure that key decision-making best represent the interests and desires of the residents of North Saanich to shape the future vision of the community.
The agricultural and rural nature of the district is a coveted aspect of this community that requires careful caretaking for sustainment in the future. Maintaining North Saanich's role as a transportation hub for the supply chain and critical lifelines is also a priority through links such as Victoria International Airport and the Swartz Bay Ferry Terminal.
What's your vision for your community in 25 years?
Partnership with adjacent municipalities and First Nations will also be vital in the future in areas of common interest, recognizing that planning and decision-making in isolation can have unintended consequences and downstream impacts on our neighbors, if not approached in a collaborative way.
North Saanich is a treasure set apart from other communities by offering an abundance of green space, the natural environment, and areas for active living and recreation both on land and sea. I look forward to continuing to serve the people of North Saanich to achieve a vision that maintains a way of life that has drawn so many people to the community and will continue to do so for many generations to come, balanced with incremental growth for economic sustainment and prosperity.
What's one big idea you have for your community?
Big idea: contain the size of government and keep taxes reasonable.